Well, the Knicks have opened up a 2.5-game lead over Milwaukee for the final Eastern Conference playoff spot. Last night in New York, Carmelo Anthony scored 28 points as the Knicks shot down the Bucks 89-80. Before the game, the Knicks learned they'll be without Amare Stoudemire indefinitely due to a bulging disc in his back. Jeremy Lin also sat out the contest with a sore knee. In New Jersey, Paul Millsap dropped in 24 and pulled down 13 as Utah knocked out New Jersey 105-84. In Charlotte, Paul Pierce poured in 36 points. Kevin Garnett added 24 as the Celtics beat the Bobcats 102-95. Elsewhere, Denver dumped Chicago 108-91. Indiana cruised past Miami 105-90. Orlando topped Toronto 117-101. Houston held off Sacramento 113-106. The Clippers got by New Orleans 97-85. And Detroit downed Washington 79-77. In NFL news, former Giants, Patriots, Jets, and Cowboys coach Bill Parcells says he's spoken to suspended Saints head coach Sean Payton, but adds that no one from the team has talked to him about coaching the club this year. Payton has been suspended for the entire 2012 season for his role in the Saints bounty program. On the ice, Detroit clinched a playoff spot for the 21st consecutive year after routing Columbus 7-2. Tampa Bay skated past Philadelphia 5-3. Ottawa outlasted Winnipeg 6-4. Calgary dropped Dallas 5-4. San Jose crushed Colorado 5-1. And Vancouver blanked Los Angeles 1-0. To college basketball, where top seeds Baylor and Stanford have reached the Final Four of the women's NCAA basketball tournament. The Bears knocked off Tennessee 77-58 in what may have been Pat Summitt's final game as head coach of the Lady Vols. She announced in August she'd been diagnosed with early-onset dementia, Alzheimer's type. Meanwhile, the Cardinal earned an 81-69 win over Duke. Stanford picks up its 32nd straight victory and reaches the semifinals for the fifth consecutive year. And in soccer, the U.S. under-23 men's soccer team has been eliminated from Olympic qualifying with yesterday's 3-3 tie against El Salvador. I'm Tristan O'Neill, WAMC News.